Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. In today's episode, we are speaking with David Berliner, partner and national leader of business restructuring at BDO USA. He is here to discuss the consumer budget fix we find ourselves in the midst of right now, and that a number of variables, including ongoing inflation, high interest rates, and the rising cost of goods in general from a few years ago, including supply chain issues, have seemingly caught up to the industry. Welcome back, David.
Thanks, Natalie. Glad to be here.
David, so consumers are certainly cutting down on discretionary spending. And as they pull back on the spending, there's going to be, of course, some losers in the retail ecosystem. Traditionally, retailers would adjust their pricing so as not to lose share of the wallet in these types of scenarios. But it doesn't seem raising prices is the best bet at the moment. What do you make of this situation, David? And what moves can retailers make here?
As you said, inflation-weary Americans are walking away from certain products and services that keep getting costlier. Many companies that raised prices during the recovery from the pandemic have cited higher costs for the ingredients, materials, and labor needed to provide the goods and services that many consumers were racing to buy. These price hikes help push up the annual inflation rate, and although inflation has moderated, prices overall still going up, just more slowly. That's put consumers in a game of chicken with retail that continue to raise prices. Various consumer goods companies saw their sales for certain products decrease in 2023. On the other hand, some companies that raised prices less aggressively over the past year were rewarded with increases in sales. Retailers' lease costs, contracts with suppliers, and other inputs are still inflated, which makes it unlikely consumers will see retailers making price cuts across the board anytime soon. Many companies are now more inclined to swallow some of the cost increases they're shouldering rather than pass them on to consumers, but doing so impacts their profits. In addition, retailers don't want to push their customers away, so I expect most retailers will only be able to make very minimal price increases in 2024. To reduce the impact on profits, retailers are expanding the range of price points they offer shoppers, such as promoting higher margin premium products for their wealthier customers, as well as strip down basics for their more cost conscious customers.
Yeah, there was so much to unpack there, David, and you're absolutely right. I mean, we've seen a lot of retailers already in their press releases commenting on the fact that their revenue has been down because they raised their prices. And I think if that continues and they do raise their prices, they're going to need to have markdowns in order for consumers to come back and shop there. So if we keep that in mind, what can retailers do to ensure that their pricing strategy is really just walking that super fine line so that products keep moving, but without having to offer those markdowns or the big discounts?
So I think there are some things that retailers can do to reduce this margin erosion and bolster their profitability, such as enhancing the in-store experience, investing in AI, and reducing the number of SKUs they offer. By getting customers to shop in their stores as opposed to online, there's an opportunity for retailers to sell more. Customers may be tempted to impulse buy, salespeople can cross-sell or upsell, and the likelihood of a return declines. In-store experiences can be improved by remodeling stores and using data and technology to create efficiencies. To get customers to choose their store over a competitor or over online shopping, retailers need to offer a unique, exciting, and stress-free store experience to get customers to come back. AI can help retailers optimize their costs and improve their operations. And there's three things we can quickly talk about: pricing and discounting. AI can provide retailers with the insights they need to inform their pricing strategies by modifying prices in real time to reflect the demand. AI can help retailers reduce discounting and improve their cost optimization strategies. Second, lease analysis, and exploring relocation options. AI can help develop efficient lease analyses so that retailers can make better decisions about their store footprints, including moving out of major malls to neighborhood storefronts. And finally, third, prioritizing the supply chain improvements. AI can increase warehouse efficiencies and improve inventory management. Retailers can also leverage predictive analytics to identify what SKUs are likely to perform well. This can enable retailers to cut the number of SKUs to save money, result in fewer returned items, and less need to discount excess inventory.
Right. So I knew it was a matter of time before we started talking about AI, my favorite topic, of course. But you know what? And we've talked for quite a bit on our podcasts about using AI on the front end in terms of revenue, customer acquisition, customer retention, and the back end in terms of supply chain. But you bring up another third point that I think is really interesting, and that's using AI for location selections and size of stores. And I don't think we've talked about that previously. So that's a really great point. And if we stick with this story, we know that consumers have a fixed budget, probably the most fixed it has been in quite some time. So what are other ways that you think retailers can try to buffer their bottom line so it's not as heavily impacted by the fixed budget phenomenon?
I think one of the most significant thing retailers can do is evaluate their existing loyalty programs and consider what changes to make to stand out amongst the competition. They can add loyalty tiers, whether based on total spending or a subscription membership, as one way to entice customers to make repeat purchases and increase the customers' per order spend. These programs allow retailers to offer special perks to their customers, including exclusive offers and benefits. Also, members-only access to new or exclusive merchandise, free returns, or cashback offers and coupons can be crucial to incentivizing cash-strapped customers to buy.
Thank you very much, David. I have to tell you, I'm still thinking about AI and location selections. That's a really good one. I hope that our listeners are listening and paying attention to that. If you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to tune in next week so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.